Complexity, Will the Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. We haven't had one of these in a while. Molly Knight was actually the last person we had one with. We are here with Mike Petriello. Mike, how's it going, man?
Will, how are you?
Thanks for hanging on doing trivia. You seem less scared than the average person doing trivia. I trust this is the analytical background.
I'm worried that means they are very much harder than the average question.
They're not. They're totally not. All right, so remember, there's 200 points on the board. Not 200 questions, don't worry. But 200 points on the board. The lowest score all time is 87. So as long as you beat that, you're totally fine. And if you do, and if you don't beat that, I let that poor person off the hook at once and for all, as for the one that got the lowest score. We start with 10 toss-up questions with 5 points apiece. These are generally based off current events. So here we go. 5 questions apiece. Mike, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. A particularly poor drawing of whom from a courtroom hearing captivated the internet last week?
Tom Brady.
Correct for 5 points. I also would have accepted Roger Goodell. I would have not, however, accepted Muhammad. All right, question number two. What basketball team, most famous for losing, disbanded last week?
I think that's the Washington Generals. I don't actually knew that happened, but is that a real thing?
That's correct for 5 points.
Wow.
Very sad. It's very sad. Question number three. Chase Utley, until he was traded to your Los Angeles Dodgers, I think he's official, had the most at-bats of any active player playing for only one team in the majors. Now, who has the most?
Is that Ryan Howard?
That is incorrect. Mm. David Wright. David Wright. Question number four. Who currently has the best record in Major League Baseball?
That would be your St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, I think they're everyone's St. Louis Cardinals. Question number five. Who has the worst record in Major League Baseball?
I think most people would say the Phillies, but I think it's actually now the Marlins. Marlins.
I actually had the Phillies, but I wrote these questions yesterday, so let's see where we are. The correct answer is Philadelphia. Sorry. That's
Is it really? they're really close, though. I think they've been going back and forth.
Yeah, they have been going back and forth. I think Miami went on a quote-unquote run. All right, so that's incorrect. All right, question number six. What NFL team admitted it had discussed signing Ray Rice?
I think Cleveland Browns.
Correct, for 5 points. Question number seven. Whose tweets were estimated by an outside company to be worth 100—what basketball player's tweets were estimated by an outside company to be worth an approximate $140,000 in promotional apiece?
I have absolutely no idea, so I'm going to say Kobe Bryant.
LeBron James. LeBron James is the correct answer. All right, question number eight. What city sports uniforms were collectively selected the best in sports by Paul Lucas of Sports Uni Watch?
Man, I saved that link today, and I didn't actually read it. So I'm just going to go by what I know about Paul Lucas and say probably Pittsburgh.
That is incorrect. That's number two. Number one was Boston.
Boston.
Number one was Boston, which I think I frankly would have gone with Pittsburgh. Question number nine. What did Lucas, in that same article, call the best uniform in Major League Baseball?
The best uniform in Major League Baseball, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, because you're asking it, the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's correct. 5 points. So for the record, I wrote a piece about this. 2 years ago, going off of his list and making my own pick. And I actually picked Los Angeles first.
Okay, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, I picked Los Angeles first, Yankee second, and the Cardinals.
That'd be fair.
My problem with the Cardinals uniform is they have a fake, they have a throwback uniform that's not, they wear in Saturday home games, that's not a throwback to an actual uniform.
That's the St. Louis with the birds and the bats, right?
Yeah, it's like a fake. It's like they never actually wore a uniform.
Yeah, it's a throwback.
Yeah, it's a fake throwback, and I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't like it. All right. And question number 10, give me two of Football Outsiders' 4 best college football teams heading into this season.
Oh, boy.
Give me two.
Let's see. Oregon and Florida State.
That is incorrect. Oregon is correct. The other three are Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia. All right, so you get 25 points. The next is topical. I'm going to give you the name of a Major League Baseball team. You're going to give me the name of the player who currently leads them in baseball reference. Sorry, for Fangraphs guy. Baseball reference war for the 2015 season.
Okay.
Okay? So, baseball reference for the 2015 season, the player currently leading them. Question number one, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Josh Donaldson.
Correct for 5 points. Question number two, the San Francisco Giants.
It's either Posey or Crawford. I'm going to say Crawford.
Correct for 5 points. Well done. I thought you'd get that one wrong. Not you would get that wrong. I just thought that's one that many people would get wrong. All right, question number three, the Cleveland Indians.
The Cleveland Indians. Kipnis.
Correct for 5 points. Question number four, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Your St. Louis Cardinals. I want to say Peralta, but I'm actually going to say Carpenter.
That is incorrect. Jason Hayward.
Jason Hayward.
First in WAR this year, which I would have not gotten. I would have said Peralta. Question number five, the San Diego Padres.
The San Diego Padres have had a really tough season, and it's not going to be anyone in their infield, and I don't think it's going to be Matt Kemp, so I guess I'm going to say Justin Upton.
Correct for 5 points. Question number six, the Chicago Cubs.
Rizzo.
Correct for 5 points. Question number seven, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
That has to be McCutcheon.
5 points. Question number eight, the Atlanta Braves.
That's a good one because Freeman's been hurt, and I don't think it's anybody in that. Oh, I'm going to go Cameron Maybin.
That is incorrect. Shelby Miller.
Oh.
Shelby Miller. Proving the importance of the win stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 in 3 months, and he leads the team in WAR. All right, question number nine, the Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox are a very interesting team. That's going to be Mookie Betts, right?
Correct for 5 points. And question number two. It was funny. I wrote a thing mid-season about how awesome Mookie Betts was and how as disappointed as they've been, how great he is. And Boston fans were so mad.
Oh, I wrote the same thing. I wrote he was having a breakout season, and nobody was on board with that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. So I guess now we know. All right, and question number 10, the New York Mets.
The New York Mets, I'm going to say it's probably it might be one of the pitchers, right? I think it's probably going to be Granderson.
That is incorrect. Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom. All right, so you got 7 correct for 35 points. You're already at 60. I think you're in pretty good shape. All right. Next, we go to team nicknames. The way this works, I give you sports teams. And their classification. Like, for example, if I said the Los Angeles baseball team that's not in Anaheim, because that team is called Anaheim. The Los Angeles baseball team, for 10 points, if you knew, you would say the answer, which is Dodgers. If you did not know, you could ask for the stadium that they play in and the mascot. And then if you got the answer, it would be worth 5 points.
Okay.
So there's only 5 of these. 10 points if you know, but if you guess wrong, you don't get the hint. So you bust the whole points. So for 10 points, if you know, question number one, the Great Lakes Class A minor league baseball team.
The Loons.
Correct, for 10 points. They play on Dow Diamond, and their mascot is Lou E. Loon. Question number two, the Ogden Advanced Rookie baseball team.
Go Raptors.
Raptors, that's correct. Give me some Raptor news. 10 points, they play at Lindquist Field, and their mascot is Oogie. Question number three, the Pepperdine men's and women's college basketball teams.
Are they the Blue Wave?
That I'm gonna give you a half on that. They're
Green
the
wave.
Waves.
Just the waves.
The waves. I'm gonna give you a half, which is an executive decision. It's probably cheating a little, but I don't care. They are the Waves. They play at Firestone Fieldhouse, and their mascot is Willie the Wave. Question number four: the New Jersey USFL team.
I guess today I learned there is a USFL that still exists. The Generals.
The old USFL of New Jersey.
Yeah, the Generals.
That's correct for 10 points. They play at the Meadowlands. And the mascot, I'm assuming, was Donald Trump. all right, and nicknames. Number five, for fifth, you're killing this category. Fifth, the Indiana WNBA team.
If
you need a hint, ask for a hint.
I have a guess, but I'm going to go with the hint for the mascot, please.
They play, I'll give you both the mascot and where they play. They play at Conseco Fieldhouse, and their mascot name is Freddie Fever.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess the Fever.
Correct for 5 points. So you got 5 points. 40 out of that category. You're already at 100. You're in fantastic shape. Going into our final category, which is outbursts. These are worth 1 point apiece, 5 cushions. This is like Family Feud played really fast. Like, for example, if I said, give me a list of the top 10 home run hitters in baseball history, you would have 1 minute to rattle off as many names as possible. There is no penalty for wrong answers. So so I'll just tell you yes or no after each one. Just shoot them out as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Okay. For the record, I don't know if you listened to it. No one in the history of this game was better at this than Molly Knight.
What was her category?
The category, some she knew and some she didn't, but she got the game so inherently that sometimes you have to explain to her. I'm Bernie Nicklaus from the St. Louis Post, but I had him on, and he didn't quite get it. I love Bernie to death, but he didn't quite understand how the game was played. She took to it, like, immediately. This is a great party game. That's where I kind of came up with the idea of doing this. So outburst, here it is, 1 minute on the clock. I will give you an overarching category, and you have 1 minute to dial off as many as you can. So, for example, here's the first question. Give me the, right in your strike zone, give me the top 10 in average hit velocity on StatCast this year. Average launch speed.
Okay, well.
Average launch speed. Minimum 100 events.
Oh, okay. So, and I need to name 10?
You need 10. Actually, there's a tie for 10th. So there's 11 on here. I'll stop you when you get to 10, if you get to 10.
Okay.
So you have 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes.
Chris Bryant.
No.
Kyle Schwarber, I don't think has enough. Jock Peterson.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's see. Mike Trout.
Yes.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah. No.
No, not Bryce Harper. Let's see. Joey Votto.
No.
This is hard. Carlos Correa.
No.
Bob Goldschmidt.
Yes.
Nelson Cruz.
No.
Carlos Gonzalez.
No.
Josh Donaldson.
Yes.
Joey Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion. No. Encarnacion. McCutcheon.
No.
Miguel Sano.
No. He would be on there, but he's short.
I think I'm going to kick myself when I hear some of these.
All right, and time. You got 5. You got Stanton, Peterson, Trout, Goldschmidt, and Donaldson. But you missed Ryan Braun, Miguel Cabrera, Jonas Cespedes, Randall Grichuk, David Ortiz, and Mark Trumbo.
I think I had Grichuk in my head, and then I don't know why that word didn't come out, because I know Grichuk's up there. We just talked about him.
That's okay. Just one more example of people not respecting the card. All right. 1 minute on the clock. Give me – we are talking average – now we're going to do the same thing. Average pitch velocity on StatCast this year. Minimum 100 events. This is 10 average pitch velocity.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Chapman.
Yes.
Caps.
Yes.
Evaldi.
No.
Ruby De La Rosa.
No.
Who else is throwing the ball hard? Lance McCullers.
No.
Andrew Miller.
No.
Betances.
No.
Kenley Jansen.
No.
Johnny Cueto.
No.
Oh, Yordano Ventura.
No.
Really?
I know. Just mark that up, too. 10 seconds.
Garrett Richards.
No. And time.
Ugh,
we got 2.
That was bad.
Okay, other ones you missed. Austin Adams, Archimedes Caminero, Jumbo Diaz, Kelvin Herrera, Craig Kimbrell, Bruce Rondon, Trevor Rosenthal, and Arodis Vizcaino.
Boy, that was a hard one.
That was a hard one. So, all right, so that's 2. Next, now we have a non-baseball one, just to keep it sharp. Give me the 10 candidates who spoke at the Republican first debate. This is not the kids' debate. This is the actual the big person debate, the grown-ups debate, the grown-ups debate.
Well, I follow the news, but I also went out and got really drunk that night, so I did not watch a second of it. So we'll see how this goes.
for what it's worth, I think it's possible a couple of the candidates did the same thing.
That's fair.
All right, so I think that was a great joke that one of the advisors to the candidates said before the debate. They asked how they were preparing, and they said, "Well, it's like being a NASCAR driver, except you're preparing for a NASCAR race. Except one, you just know ahead of time that one of the racers is going to be drunk."
I think we know which one.
I thought that was a pretty good way to put it. All right, so 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Scott Walker.
Yes.
Chris Christie.
Yes.
Marco Rubio.
Yes.
Ben Carson.
Yes.
Rick Perry wasn't there. Irina wasn't there. Kasich wasn't there.
Kasich was there.
Kasich was there. Yay for me. I'm missing a governor. Oh, no, Santorum wasn't there, was he?
Santorum was not there.
Let's see.
You have six.
I have six. Oh, Jeb Bush.
Seven, yes, that's correct.
I was going to forget him.
Ten seconds.
God, these guys are all the worst. Lindsey Graham wasn't there.
Lindsey Graham was not there. And time, you did nail the kids' table debate.
I got them all, didn't I?
I think you missed Pataki and Gilmore are the only two you missed. So you got seven: Trump, Walker, Christie, Rubio, Carson, Kasich, and Bush. The three that you missed: Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, and Rand Paul.
I'm pretty happy to have missed those three.
Yeah, you're okay with that. All right, last two. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 franchises to win 100 games in a season. Now, there are no repeats, and you don't have to say the year. So if a team, for example, won 100 games two of the last 3 years, for example, they only count once. This is the last 10 franchises to have had one of their teams win 100 games in a season.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Seattle Mariners.
Yes.
New York Yankees.
Yes.
Boston Red Sox.
No.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
Washington Nationals. No.
No.
Baltimore Orioles.
No.
Chicago White Sox.
No.
Detroit Tigers.
No.
Cleveland Indians.
No.
Texas Rangers.
No.
Giants.
Yes.
Diamondbacks.
Yes.
Brewers? Reds?
No.
Marlins?
No.
Diamondbacks? No, I said them already. Rays? Braves?
No. Braves, yes.
Jays?
No. 10 seconds.
Twins?
No.
Astros? Rangers?
Yes. Rangers, no.
Colorado?
Colorado, no. And time. So you got eight.
I should have just gone down the divisions.
You understand the basic premise of these two is that you can get distracted trying to figure out the answers. You can just name teams.
I should have just done that.
That's okay. You may have that opportunity in a moment. You got eight. Seattle, New York Yankees, St. Louis Cardinals, Philadelphia Phillies, San Francisco Giants, Arizona Diamondbacks, Atlanta Braves, and Houston Astros. You missed the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim and the Oakland A's. Mm. You didn't get to that division. So you got eight. So just for what it's worth, that's 7-14. You're at 122. That means that you are currently tied with Mike Tanier, one behind Molly Knight, four behind Lee Ellis, six behind Paul Feinbaum, seven behind Matt Norlander, 10 behind Joe Sheehan, Stephen Madden, and Matt Norlander, and 11 behind Bernie Nicholas. So you've got a chance to – you're nine behind Bernie Nicholas. So you can make up some ground here. There you go.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 franchises to lose 100 games in a season. Again, same caveats apply. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Well, Astros, certainly.
Yes.
Orioles.
No.
Rays. Jays. Yes. Red Sox.
Jays, no.
Yankees.
Red Sox, no.
Indians.
No.
White Sox.
No.
Twins.
No.
Detroit. Kansas yes. City.
Yes.
Angels. A's. No. Rangers.
No. Rangers, no.
Mariners.
Yes.
Rockies.
No.
Diamondbacks.
Yes.
Padres.
No.
Giants. Dodgers.
No.
Cubs.
Yes.
Reds.
No.
Not the Cardinals. The Brewers. Pirates.
No. Yes.
Mets.
No.
Braves.
No.
Expos / Nationals.
Yes.
How many is that?
It's 9, and you have 10 seconds.
Marlins?
Yes, you got it. There you go. Well done. Right. Well done. I know that there's something kind of clinical about doing that way, but you have nothing to apologize.
I don't even feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad. So you end up with 132 points, kicking that at the very end. Very well done, just passing all of those people I just mentioned. So, Mike, thank you for playing along with me. That wasn't too bad. I hope that was enjoyable.
Does that put me atop the leaderboard?
It doesn't put you atop the leaderboard. You did pass a lot of people.
All right, I'm fine with that.
You're now 2 behind Kafitha Davidson, 2.5 behind Mel Brinson, 3 behind Randy Cicerelli, 5 behind Matthew Leach and Matt Brown. And yeah, so you're in the top ten all time. The best ever was Frank Schwab from Yahoo, but I gave him a Super Bowl one that the general consensus among listeners is the questions were way, way too easy. So among normal categories, Chuck Culpepper, Derek Gould, Matt Norlander, Jeff Passan, Matthew Leach, Randy Cicerelli, Matt Brown. All solid people to be in the name of. So congratulations. Thanks for playing along.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Okay, so everyone, I hope you enjoy. Everyone have a great weekend. Mike, you can see Mike's work on MLB.com and follow him on Twitter at MIKE_PETRIELLO. Mike, thanks for playing along with me. Have a great weekend.
Will, anytime. Take care.
Okay, this is the Will Nix Experience Podcast, Music for the Sundogs. Rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back with Allison Footer on Monday. I'll be in Arizona. It will be 150 degrees, and they'll be playing baseball. Be safe out there. Have a great weekend.